This is We Are Figurines, an Avengers Iron Man fanfic written by Kaluna Volgari and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13, contains the pairing Loki, Tony Stark, with additional tags for gender bent, female Tony Stark, Loki does what he wants. Author's notes. Written for Yura Hirai at my /meme. Prompt was trapped. When Tony was a little girl, her father had the tendency to alternate between wishing he had a son and trying to turn her into the little princess that she would never be. He bought her little toy dolls, delicate porcelain china dolls with inky dark hair and glass brown eyes. He bought her dresses and teacups decorated with elaborate floral patterns from Germany, Russia, and Italy. There were sewing lessons and ballet classes, when she would rather be at science clubs. When she turns 4, she makes her first circuit board out of materials she's filched from her father's laboratory. She doesn't show anyone except for her maid, and when Mrs. Smith smiles at her and tells her to show her father, Tony shakes her head and tucks it out of sight. When she's 6, she builds her first engine. The press finds out about this one, and instead of praising her for it, her father chides her and tells her to be more careful. That nobody would be willing to marry a woman like her. And then her father and mother die, and Tony stops caring. She goes to MIT, graduating at 17. For a few years, she loops back and forth between things. Small projects that she works on in the lab while hiding from Obadiah. She builds Dummy and starts the prototype for her own private AI. She calls him Jarvis, after the butler who snuck her cookies and picked her up from ballet classes because her parents were too busy to parent her themselves. Later that year, her face is on the cover of Time magazine. Just after that, she takes over her father's business with Obadiah, tinkering with elite weapons, with a cigarette clenched between her nips and her fuck-me pumps and evening dress 3 feet away, switched for jeans and a tank top the second she'd gotten through the doors. She sleeps around. Boys, girls, sometimes both at the same time. She's careful, but her partners aren't always the most discreet, and word starts to get around before she's even out of her teens. They call her many things. Harlot and train wreck. They say she'll crash and burn. So she holds her head high and makes other names for herself. The Da Vinci of the 21st century. The Angel of Death. They call her War. And she preens, cuts her dark hair short enough that it won't get singed in the labs anymore. She wears the evening gowns to parties and press conferences like a good little girl for a while, before she starts wearing suits, sharp and dark. Dangerous. When Afghanistan happens, she thinks about falling to pieces. She doesn't. She indulges in 2 days of drinking and sex before she rights herself and starts working on something better. A suit even more dangerous. She lets Obadiah and Pepper think she's fallen apart. Lets the rest of the world think that she has crashed and burned just the way they thought she would. She lets them think that because she's making something better. Something more important than the vitriol they spew. She is Iron Man. Or Iron Woman, as it were. Obadiah happens. Danko happens. S.H.I.E.L.D. and Natasha happen. She has an entirely too close brush with death and falls to pieces. She runs Pepper out of her life, even as she hands Pepper her company. She gets drunk and prances around her birthday party like an idiot. Kisses women and men alike while she's still in the suit. Metal fingers curling gently against the curve of some redhead's jaw who looks entirely too much like Pepper. She shoots watermelons and champagne bottles out of the sky like it's entertainment, and gets tackled into the wall for her efforts. She snarls and snaps and levels her house, but the result is the same. Rhodey steals one of her suits, and she's left in the crater that used to be her home, with a poison in her veins and a timer ticking away the rest of her life. So she creates a new element in her basement, saves her life, and saves the city from Vanko. Things work out. The Avengers happen. Loki happens. And that's when everything changes. Because it isn't just Tony and Pepper anymore. Tony doesn't play well with others. She knows that. She's always been the kid who doesn't want others playing with her toys. And she tells Thor as much, taunting him even as she's cataloging that 6+ feet of pure muscle and filing the image away for later perusal. Thor is a better fighter than anyone she's ever met. And that doesn't change when he finds out that she's a woman. He just grins ferally at her and punts her clear across the forest. All the while, she can feel Loki's eyes on her. His mouth quirked up in a smirk that has her wanting to stab him and screw him until he can't see straight. She meets the rest of the team. Captain Spandex is ridiculous, and the first time he blushes and calls her ma'am, she antagonizes him until he's scowling at her and lecturing about how he would have thought Howard would have raised a better child. And, yeah, that one smarted. Tony was reintroduced to little Miss Muffet's childhood friend, the Black Widow. She wasn't too surprised when she didn't get a warm welcome for her. The best thing about the whole thing was Banner. Mr. Mean Green Fighting Machine himself. Despite herself, she liked him. Unsurprisingly, Loki has something planned. They nearly tumble out of the sky. Tony herself nearly becomes shrapnel. They hook back up with Legolas and fight an army. She's bruised and battered, her suit a wreck by the time she meets Loki on Stark Tower. She offers him a drink, threatens him, and dons a pair of very special bracelets. In fact, the conversation goes swimmingly until Loki smirks at her, shimmers a bit, and sidles over to Tony with a brand new pair of breasts to distract her. "I thought you might prefer this form a bit more," Loki purrs, letting her nails skitter up the side of Tony's neck to thread into her hair. Tony takes a deep breath, and when she lets it out shakily, the stone at the top of Loki's staff fogs with condensation. "That is true," she tells her. Loki grins at her and sidles closer, tucking her body against Tony's in a way that has her breath stuttering in her throat. When Loki dips her head and mouths along the side of her neck, Tony moans, her hands shaking. "You sure you don't want that drink?" Tony asks. "Because the thing is, I'd really rather this end with scotch and sex rather than you trying to take over the planet." Loki looks up at her coyly, lashes fluttering, and shakes her head. Tony takes a deep breath. "No. Okay, yeah. We can work with no." She shoves Loki away. And when Loki rights herself, she's glowering. "What do you know, Tony Stark? What do you know about any of this?" Tony grins, because this she can work with. "I know you feel trapped," she whispers. "I know that you have daddy issues that make mine look small time. I know that you hate yourself and your family and everyone around you. I know that you want the entire universe to burn. I know that you're kidding yourself. That you don't want the earth, you want daddy's love. And if you can't have that, you'll settle for his hate." She shrugs. "But hey, what do I know?" Loki glares at her and strides forward, intent, and presses the tip of her scepter into Tony's chest. The clang echoes in the room, and Tony presses close enough that the point scratches against the arc reactor. She grins. "Performance issues?" she asks. Pinocchio throws her out the window. They'll defeat them all, of course. Tony will carry a nuke through a portal and barely come back through. They'll bind Loki in chains, and Thor will take his brother back to Asgard before he sheds his female skin. In those last moments that Loki is on Earth, Tony will go to Loki, bound in chains. She'll whisper something in her ear, and Loki will snarl. This won't be the last Tony will see of Loki. 2 years down the road, they'll have the whole other mess to worry about. Thanos and saving the Earth again. And Tony will have Loki in her bed, curled up by her side, when Thanos opens a portal into their world. Tony will shake herself out of sleep, and Loki will look at her, dark hair sliding down bare shoulders, and tell her that she'll help this time. That this time, she isn't trapped. Loki will look at her, moonlight on her skin, and she'll smile. 2 years is a long time, though. And for now, Tony whispers something into her ear. The end. Reader's notes. This podfic is for Sir Kitten, who was just talking about how they were looking for Frost Ironfic, or actually I think they were talking about how they were going to record some Frost Ironfic, and I was like, I like Tony Loki too! And then that made me go looking for Tony Loki fics, and then I've been on a female Tony kick lately, pot together, so Kalina Vulgari's excellent female Tony perspective was just icing on the cake of get this recorded and out of your system. So, yeah. Thanks. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and have a nice day.